In 2002, nearly 78,000 violent crime arrests in the United States involved suspects who were under the age of 18. Youth violence has been an area of concern for U.S. public health officials for many years now. There's been much debate about the role that popular culture, movies, and music play in the perpetuation of that violence, and computerized video games are increasingly part of that mix.
I shot a guy this morning, and then I caved his head in with a bat.
I ran over this old lady, and she was still alive, so I just set her on fire.
I broke into his house, killed everyone, including the dog, and then hid the bodies and went to soccer practice.
That's an excerpt from a 30-second public service announcement being broadcast on radio stations across the northwestern state of Washington. The ad highlights some of the fantasy activities video game players can engage in when they're playing games with titles such as Doom, Mortal Kombat, and Grand Theft Auto. Pamela Eakes is founder of Mothers Against Violence in America, the group that commissioned the ad to inform parents about what their kids are playing. She says most parents don't know how violent some of these games are, because when they were teenagers, games like that just didn't exist.
Parents just absolutely don't have the facilities to sit down and play a video game because they did not learn it as a young child. They remember playing Pac-Man and Pong and Tetris, but these games are much more interactive, much more deliberately violent.
This past May, Washington state legislators banned the sale of violent video games to minors, only to have the law thrown out 2 months later by a federal judge who said the prohibition violated the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. Clay Calvert, co-director of the Pennsylvania Center for the First Amendment, followed the Washington case closely. He says there was no way the law was ever going to withstand a constitutional challenge.
To the extent that video games do not involve obscenity or child pornography, two categories of speech which fall outside the scope of the First Amendment, then they are protected. And these games focus on violent content, not sexual content. And to the extent that they focus on violent content, no matter how offensive it might be, it is protected by the First Amendment.
That may be the case, but in America's heartland, officials in the state of Illinois are hoping to have success where their colleagues in Washington did not. Governor Rod Blagojevich is pushing for a similar measure that would ban the sale of violent video games to minors. And according to Sheila Nix, senior policy advisor to the governor, he's prepared to answer a constitutional challenge.
You have more leeway as a state to legislate on this if there's harm, an actual harm to a child, you know, for example, with cigarettes or tobacco. And more recent studies out of Iowa State and a few others that are underway right now have started to show some actual brain problems with children that are exposed to excessively violent games for a long period of time.
That study conducted by researchers in Iowa found physical similarities between the brains of avid video gamers and the brains of combat soldiers. The study's authors, however, stipulated that they do not believe video games turn otherwise normal children into killers, a sentiment that's echoed by 18-year-old Kayla Murrell, who's been playing Grand Theft Auto since she was 15.
I've turned out pretty okay. I don't have no urge to go out and fight people or play after playing this. I have no urge to go out and steal cars and chase people. Because it's no difference as you coming home and if you work out in the gym, you go, you know, punch the punching bag. I don't have any of that. So I just play this. Or if I'm upset with, like, school, just it relaxes my mind.
The measure being advocated by Illinois' governor is facing some stiff opposition from the video gaming industry, which points to a voluntary rating system it adopted in 1994 as proof that a law is not necessary. Violent games are clearly labeled as being appropriate for mature audiences only. But last year, the Federal Trade Commission found that well over half of the teenagers who brought an M-rated game to the register were able to buy it. Officials in Illinois say that's because the industry isn't doing a good enough job of policing itself. And so it's up to lawmakers to take over the game. I'm Maura Farrell.